Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to tame toxic self-talk so that women can be unstoppable, courageous, and show up strongly in their businesses. So I am super excited to introduce Luann Horstman. Now, Luann empowers women to be able to kick their inner critic to the curb. She developed the Shift Grid, which helps women change their thoughts, their emotions, and their beliefs so they can make better decisions and take better actions. She guides her clients by shining the light on what is clouding their view. Luann is married to her high school sweetheart and is the mother of two daughters and grandma of five precious grandchildren. She's a retired NICU nurse with 26 years of experience serving very sick babies. Luann loves helping new moms bond with their babies and feels like it's an essential part of their baby's care. Now, in her coaching practice today, Luann loves helping women overcome limiting beliefs, mindset issues, and toxic self-talk. Well, welcome, Luann. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women stop that self-sabotaging inner critic. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, I just think that the inner critic just makes us all feel less powerful, and getting that under control just makes a total difference in your life.
Yeah, it is very important work to be done, definitely. And I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, when I retired from NICU, I still felt like there were a lot of things that I could do for people. And I decided that because I loved working with people, women and moms, that I would continue to work with moms. And a lot of the people, the women, the moms in NICU would have self-talk that would tell them that they did something wrong and that's why their baby was born early, or that they couldn't mother a baby that's in an isolate. And I was able to help them. So in the same way, I help women now get past those barriers that gets them their way when they're trying to make a difference out in the world.
Right. Yeah. So it sounds like you realize that your zone of genius was really beyond that clinical aspect, although that was super important. It was, you know, you found like an inner calling to help people with the broader, the inner talk and the mindset work, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's exciting. Obviously, it takes a lot of courage to leave a solid career of 26 years and jump out into a coaching type of work. You have to really rely on your own sense of vision and value of what you're bringing versus being part of a health system, which creates that sense of already established business. So I can imagine that might have, you know, we'll see, you know, if that was an issue or not. But I'm curious, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes. I started my business about a year and a half ago, and I did shift my vision. I always wanted to work with women, and I first thought I would work with empty nest moms. And then I thought, oh, a lot of women have problems with resilience. including the moms that have empty nests now. And finally, I went on to my self-talk, which involves empty nest moms and the ones that need more resilience. All of them need that self-talk worked upon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's not just the empty nesters, but various phases of parenting and being a mom. But it sounds like, so that's always been your focus, is working with moms, right?
Yes. Yes.
It evolved based on what phase of the parenting journey they were in. So yeah, that's great. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yes. Part of the reason why I left NEO is because I had some failed back surgery that caused me not to be able to stand up anymore at the bedside. So that was one for me. And I developed fibromyalgia as a result. So I needed a mindset shift of my own in order to enable myself to go out there and still work despite having some obstacles there myself. And the other one is that my husband and I couldn't agree upon some money issues about me investing in being a coach. So, and that was one of the things that I really had to beef up my strong desire that I have this big vision that I want to help women. And I was able to stand for my vision.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That is difficult when somebody that is so close, you know, obviously not only with their relationship, but wanting that support from them that isn't quite on the same page, that prevents a lot of challenges. Well, can you share maybe something that you did to help gain his support so that you could invest in your business? Or, you know, how did you address that?
Yeah, I had to sit down and talk with him and say, this is my desire to make a difference with women. I have this dream that I can make a difference in families. Because women make such a big difference in their families or in any situation that they're in. They can influence those children of the next generation, because before they're 7 years old, children just are little sponges and they soak up everything. Mm-hmm. And that influences their self-talk later down in their life. Right. So I think that by changing those women's beliefs about themselves, I can actually change the next generation.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. Because like you said, the babies and the toddlers, they start just soaking up everything, and it becomes part of their belief system pretty early on. So yeah, there are a lot of ripple effects to the work that you do. And obviously, you know, you are an expert at helping women gain that self-confidence by guiding them with ways to change their thoughts and their emotions and their beliefs. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I do. As a nurse, I never had to ask for money because somebody else said that for me. All right. So transitioning during the conversation to actually presenting what the offer is can sometimes get in my way.
Right. You're definitely not alone. I'm assuming that your conversation goes through, you know, a various framework that includes more about what their frustrations are and what their desires are, and you transition to how you can support them. But then what it sounds like your specific little stumbling block is that kind of steals your thunder is then sharing the cost of investment.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Okay. Well, I'd be happy to give you a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
That'd be wonderful. Thanks.
All right. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's interesting because like you said, as a practitioner, you never had to get involved in that part of providing this invaluable service. You're nurturing these tiny little babies through that very vulnerable stage of their lives so that they can thrive and eventually go home with mom. But even though you're implemental in their life, you don't ever handle any of the billing. So that part is not even a part of your, you know, your thinking. But in the coaching role, well, you wear all hats. If we had it in a perfect world, you know, somebody else would be handling the billable, you know, the accounts receivables, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But in this instance, you know, you are everything for your own business. And so, you know, the thing that I guess I have to reflect back to you is, so as you described, the ripple effect of your work is not only helping the moms kick those toxic self-talk gremlins to the curb, and so that they can feel stronger, more empowered, and really own their greatness, but also the generations are going to be impacted, because then the kids are going to have stronger self-talk, you know, beliefs around their value and that kind of thing. And it goes on and on. So my question to you is, what is that worth?
Yeah, that's a big transformation.
It is, right. It's a big transformation. And I'll ask another question. What would happen if you just kept giving that invaluable work and transformation away for free?
Well, I don't think I'd impact as many people, because my business would be able to grow.
Right. You wouldn't be able to thrive. And, yeah. You know, it's interesting. There's something that goes along with when somebody invests in something, they have a bigger sense of value, more value in what they've just invested in. Now, time is one thing they can invest if they commit their time. But if they make a financial commitment into something, then it becomes a bigger priority to want to actually take the steps and do the work and put their full focus on something. If we get something for free, then in our mind, there isn't as much value. Like if you went to the jewelry store and you bought this diamond and it was $10, well, you know, do you suppose you would care for it as much as if it was $10,000? You know, and so that's an interesting aspect to kind of look at as well. It's not like you're in it to charge exorbitantly, but yet when we do make an investment in something, we value it more and we tend to prioritize our focus and our diligence and our, you know, the effort that we put in. So it's what my point is, first off, there, you know, a doctor would never perform work for free. It's just known that, you know, even though he doesn't stand at the door at the end of the service, you know, whatever he provided, either surgical or delivering a baby, he doesn't stand there at the door and say, okay, here's your bill. You know, somebody else handles that. And so just knowing that that's a natural, you know, part of business. But then secondly, is just understanding that when we invest in ourselves, we prioritize that. And so simply by understanding that, by standing firmly in, well, this is the ripple effect, this is the benefit, these are the outcomes of working together, and this is the level of investment, so that you have this new, completely new outlook on life, because you are a new, empowered, you know, unstoppable person. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the gateway to obtain that outcome. So hopefully that helps shift your mindset a bit, because I know how it's a stumbling block for a lot of practitioners, because they just aren't in that normal mode of, you know, collecting the fees as well as performing, you know, the deep transformational work. But it's expected really of people to have to pay for expert guidance and support and service.
Sure. I know that when I've put my money down on a program or have my skin in the game, as they say,
yeah, right, right.
I put more effort into it myself. So
yeah,
that makes so much sense.
Yeah. You're actually doing more service by charging for your services than giving them away for free, because the transformation is going to occur.
Sure.
If you gave your service away, then probably other things would come into play and that person wouldn't follow through and do the work, because they wouldn't value it.
That's so true.
Yeah. So hopefully that, you know, moves the needle a little bit in being able to just embrace the fact that, all right, and the level of investment to support you at this level, you know, with this type of a coaching program is whatever it is. And the level of investment for this program is such and such.
Sure. That makes so much sense. Thank you.
And just be more natural in being able to share that amount, because it is definitely expected for your service to have a fee. So I don't think anybody's expecting you to give your work away.
That's so true. That's true.
So, and you know, Glenn, I'm curious here about the recent pandemic that we've been going through, because it's triggered so many limiting beliefs, you know, around scarcity, the fear of our health, just the whole dynamics of maybe kids are now having to be homeschooled and the husband is working from home, and all these things have, in my mind, created, you know, huge stress for a lot of women. Can you share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yes. I think that the inner critic is really rampant right now in women, especially at they feel like they have to be perfect mom, perfect employee, perfect housekeeper, and they just put so much pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. And by getting on top of that inner critic and taking that pressure off, they can be better at each of those things.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Because it really has increased the demands on everybody's plate to, you know, we can say, oh, now I don't have to commute and I can work, you know, out of my living room. But the reality is, oh, so does everybody else work out of living room. And here comes the cat walking across my keyboard. And so it creates a lot more stress. So, yeah. Well, can you share a little bit more about how you do work with women who want to finally stop that self-sabotaging inner talk? You know, can you share a little bit more about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes. I help them by using a shift grid that actually helps them see how they can change their thoughts and their beliefs and their emotions to reach a different result. And then we take those words and fill in a tapping script. And when we do tapping together,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And then while we're finding the words for the grid, we can open up a lot of different things using NLP techniques that I've learned and other things that I've learned to help them kind of open up hidden areas that they may not even be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And typically that's the case. We aren't even aware. Mm-hmm. And so that's usually a big aha right away. It's like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah. And so many women don't understand how much they have inside them that they can let bloom. And they have that inner firepower that just really helps them just shine in the world. And I don't think a lot of people understand that because of all the limiting beliefs from their childhood. They've always heard, you know, stay small, you know, you're a girl, you have to be quiet, you know. And I think that one of the things I love doing is helping them learn their importance, their abilities, their uniqueness, and helping that come out of them and see how much power they have.
Yeah, that's such important work, because it does start really young when those beliefs start, you know, changing the direction of what we feel like, oh, can I go for that? Can I do that? Oh, no, that would never be me. I could never do that, versus absolutely, you know, that is totally me. And that, you know, that fine line between, yes, that's me, or no, that's, yeah, I can never do that. That's huge.
Yeah.
So that work that you do really eliminates that, no, that would never be me. So that's, yeah, powerful.
And totally understanding how mindset fits in, and how that many of us grew up with the fixed mindset, thinking, okay, once we're born with a certain IQ or a certain talent, that's it. That's what you're stuck with. Well, the growth mindset says you can learn anything, and any failure is not a kick in the butt. It's not something that is going to hold you down. It's something that you can learn from. Mm-hmm. It's actually a learning experience. And I think that by making that shift in your mindset, It just empowers you so much to get out there and try new things because you're not afraid of failing.
Right. Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, to have the guidance of somebody with the skills and expertise that you have, plus the methodologies that you incorporate, is a life changer. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, I have a website and I do have a free gift that's available there.
Oh,
that is 6 ways to boost your self-esteem and exercises that go along with it for them to practice the different 6 things that I have. So it's really very helpful. It's very surprising how much is involved in your self-esteem. There's actually 2 parts. There's that part that I'm worth getting good things. And then there's the part about self-respect and respecting yourself. So by incorporating these 6 exercises, they can really make a difference in their self-esteem by taking action.
Yeah, that's great. And so that can be found on your website. And what is the URL for your website?
Boldly Visible You.
BoldlyVisibleYou.com. All right. Yep. Boldly Visible You. And that's Y-O-U?
Y-O-U.
Okay.
You, yeah.
BoldlyVisibleYou.com. All right. Yeah, that's a great URL. So, and once they're on the website, then they can find that link to grab that. And this is a free resource that you've created?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, are you on any social platforms as well? Can they follow you, or it is a main place to find you is on your website?
Actually, I have a Facebook group that they can join if they'd like to.
Oh, okay.
It's called Self-Talk Coaching to Kick Your Inner Critic to the Curb.
Okay. Self-Talk Coaching to Kick Your Inner Critic to the Curb. Perfect. And so that's a private Facebook group that they can apply to join that.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Luann, you've already shared just some, you know, great insights, and, you know, I've loved listening to your journey, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your coaching business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would totally suggest not wasting time with freebies and YouTube videos and trying to figure it out by yourself. Get some help, get a coach, get a business coach, get a mindset coach, somebody that will help you step by step along the way. There's a lot of ups and downs with being an entrepreneur, and having some support there really makes a difference.
Right. Yeah. It's that whole thing of following somebody who has already blazed the trail and has the fruit on the trees, I think.
Yeah. Yep. You have to listen to the person that you would like to be.
Right. Yeah. That's the fastest track. So versus kind of feeling around the dark tunnel with a stick and a flashlight. So yeah, that's sound advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, Luann, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your solid career, 26 years as a NICU nurse, and then, you know, facing that back surgery that was a game changer for you. It completely changed the way that you could show up with your expertise and zone of genius. And instead of letting that stop you, you actually pivoted and tapped into something that was still along the lines of helping women to succeed. But in this regard, now you're a self-talk coach, helping women change their thoughts, their emotions, and their beliefs so that they can make those better decisions and take better action. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Lindy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And for all our listeners, you can reach Luann Horstman through her website, and that's boldlyvisibleyou.com. And be sure to grab that free resource that she's created, 6 ways to boost your self-esteem. That sounds like a great download to grab. And then look into joining her Facebook group, Self-Talk Coaching. What is it to kick your inner
critic, inner critic to the curb.
To kick your inner critic to the curb. I love that. That's just pretty direct. And it's like, get it out of here. So, all right. Fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Luann Horstman. And as always, here's to your success.